Paul in Southwest says, I put a new roof on and the contractor installed the, well, yeah, I love what he puts here, twirly bird vents in addition to ridge vents. Should I have these removed? It's an old 1966 two-story house about has about 3 to 4 degrees hotter upstairs with the continuous soffit vents. I'm not sure that the heat upstairs has anything to do with this twirly bird, so does it?
No, it has nothing to do with it. Why the contractor did that is because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just going through the motions.
Sure.
There's an old saying, you know, a guy will tell you he's been in the business for 30 years. Well, he's been in the business 1 year 30 mm-hmm. times.
Right. Yeah, and it's like it's the same thing like when you go scuba diving.
Nice.
Seriously. Okay. No, seriously. When you're on the dock, you know, the dive master will always ask you, how many dives? And the people who give a reasonable number,
yeah,
you know, like, oh, 18 dives, 30 dives, whatever. That's those guys. It's the ones who say, oh, I've been hundreds of dives. That's the guy. That's the guy you got to watch when you get down there.
Okay, that's true. But some people, like, say, Jim at Ideal Roofing, they stay educated right. about the newer and the way, you know, things that need to be done. So would I spend the money to take him off? I'm not going to tell him he has to. Would it be better not to have them? Yes, I'll let them make that decision. But as far as that goes, it's just a redundancy that probably does more harm than good because it's short-circuiting the system from drawing from the bottom and exhausting at the top.
Mm-hmm.